Serving in the military is a job that's both demanding and dangerous. And for some, returning to civilian life can be just as challenging. This week, Schofield Barracks held its first ever Transition Summit, a three-day event that aims to help soldiers adjust to life after service. Today, William Crawford has traded in his fatigues for a button-down shirt and slacks. He holds a blue folder in one hand, which holds copies of his resume, a first for the 41-year-old Army Master Sergeant.
I've never created a resume.
This is the first time?
Yeah, this is the first resume I've ever created. I'm 41 years old.
Crawford has been stationed at Schofield Barracks for the last 2.5 years, but he spent more than 2 decades in the Army. He's now preparing to retire next year.
I was a little bit apprehensive, nervous, you know, it's a whole new life. You were born, bred, institutionalized into a way of life, and now you have to go to the other side of it, fit into society, and it's just going to be a transition period.
Crawford is among 1,700 service members taking advantage of the Military Transition Summit this week on Oahu. More than 100 potential employers have set up booths at today's job fair, including mainland companies who flew over to Hawaii for the summit. One of them is Chris Cortez, the Vice President for Military Affairs at Microsoft. He says Schofield Barracks is an ideal place to recruit for IT work.
We just can't hire enough people with the appropriate IT backgrounds. So why not match the need for people in the IT industry with a large number of military people that are leaving active duty?
Cortez knows firsthand what it's like to transition out of the military. The retired Major General served in the Marines for more than 30 years. He says these military job fairs can be both exciting and nerve-wracking for the soldiers.
I think one of the big concerns that military people have is, you know, the thought of how is what I did in the military going to translate into what a company out there can use.
Part of the goal of this week's Transition Summit is to help service members identify what those skills are. Tim Ryan is with the U.S. Army Garrison Hawaii.
We have engineers, cooks, medics, who have all done their jobs under high-intensity conditions, who have performed admirably, and now it's a matter of communicating those abilities and, more importantly, their leadership skills to the private sector to show what value they would bring to any corporation.
Ryan says the large turnout today is a good sign and hopes that servicemen and women are taking the time to find the right job long before they leave. Molly Solomon for HPR News.